First, start off with the fact that it was a big win at home against a very good football team. We expected a highly contested game today. Two teams coming in here with some extra emotion to add to the football game. Very proud of our football team, especially the week we've endured. We talked a lot about integrity and character, and I thought today's game had plenty of those types of situations where it showed up big. There's adversity throughout the football game, which there is in every game. I understand that, but very proud of the way our players responded to the challenge today and responded throughout the game. So I thought it was a game where all three phases contributed. I thought the special teams did a good job against a dynamic returner in Sproles. The big play there on the fake punt to extend the drive that ended a touchdown for us. And I thought our defense was really put in some tough situations. I know they had a lot of yards in production against us, but I thought they stepped up in adverse times. Had some plays that didn't go our way when we just hung in there and battled. Offensively, if we don't have the, there's probably two plays we wish we had back, and that, doesn't make any difference. But I thought that was our best performance so far of the year as far as, generating first downs, points on the board, playing with the lead, and and putting the game away there in the 4 minutes. So proud of the victory, but more importantly, proud of the character of our locker room. I thought we put that on display today against a team that was, obviously had their back to the wall, and we knew we were going to get their best effort. So with that, I'll take your questions.
Can you describe your thinking on that big punt? We're obviously pinned back with
this. Yeah, we had a punt earlier, and they gave us a look where they played heavy to the protection, to the box. And based on that particular situation down a distance, we were able to take advantage. I don't get into specifics, but it was a well-executed play by our punt team. And, John Kuhn, third and one and less, is definitely someone I have a lot of confidence in that situation. And based on the pre-snap, I thought it was going to be even a bigger play. So, that's a big play in the game. We wanted to create momentum plays early in the game. It was something we talked about as a football team, fast start, get the lead. And, that was definitely part of it.
Can you talk about James Jones, the game he had after Greg Jennings was injured in that final catch to seal the first down?
Yeah, very, very happy with the way James played. James has been very consistent this year, clearly off to his most consistent year in his time here, in my opinion. The catch he makes here to seal the game is that's two players being on the same page. There's no X and O gratification in that particular throw and catch. So that's a great job. Greg's groin was bothering him, so we played it safe. But I think it tells you just how our receiver core works. It's an interchangeable group. It's the only group I've ever had, really, and it's been like in my time here. It's the only group I've ever had where every receiver plays every position. They're all interchangeable, so you're able to move them all over the place, try to create, opportunities for everybody. It also gives you the flexibility of matchups, and James is definitely taking advantage of that with his opportunities. So very, very happy what he played.
Mike, what did you see on the Sproles fumble, and how frustrating was that not to get that?
Very frustrating play, the Sproles fumble. I think it was clearly illustrated on the Jumbotrons. With that, the call on the field was Phil had blown the whistle. So with that, it was blown dead.
What about the review with Jimmy Graham catch that you thought wasn't?
Well, didn't disappoint that one too.
What helps you manage your emotions during times like that, especially what happened last week, so you can go on with the game?
Well, I'll just say this: we're kidding about this inside. After what I went through last week, the league had called me. We talked about a few things, and they said that they were giving me a pass for the rest of the year. I don't have to answer any more questions about officials. So, but, hey, it's great to have them back. I thought their communication, they make a big difference, clearly. The professionalism of the officials, the communication, the management of the game, it was definitely a totally – different atmosphere. I think it was very evident, if you paid attention, how fast the offenses were playing and the management of the game was able to keep up. So it was great to have that part back for us, and great to have him back. But obviously, let's not be foolish here. There's going to be calls every week that not everybody agrees with.
Mike, did you consider keeping Aaron in the game after he got poked in the eye?
That was the discussion on the field when Aaron was poked in the eye. He could not refocus with his right eye. So with that, the medical staff wanted to get him to the sideline. And I don't know if they put the eye drops or that was the discussion on the field. So that's why we took him out at that point. But he wanted to stay in. He was able to stay in because the injury occurred on a penalty. So, but we took the Hass out of caution here, and unfortunately it resulted in that fumble.
Did you see what happened? Did he trip over Saturday or Lang? Or?
Well, really, you know, anybody who's played the quarterback position or coached it, you know, you get into goal line mechanics, it's different down there. So the center exchange is different. We're running an outside zone play. That's a tough play call for both the center and the quarterback. So in hindsight, I should have probably given Graham some lower easier, especially that being his first play. But obviously, I had confidence that it was the call that fit the situation, but it's quarterback center exchange, goal line mechanics are a little different. So
with Rodgers in the red zone, four touchdowns today, how pleased were you with converting touchdowns? Obviously the Saints kicked a few field goals and that was the difference.
Yeah, definitely, it's all about touchdowns. We felt coming off last week's game that our red zone production wasn't where it needed to be. We kicked field goals last week, so it's nice as a coaching staff and even for the players when you do emphasize something throughout the week and then it shows up on Sundays. That's what it's all about. We're in the business of winning. We discuss that. We're paid to win games, but as a coaching staff, you know, we believe in winning and growing. So when you emphasize things throughout the week, spend a little extra time on certain fundamentals or certain situation, it's important for it to show up on Sundays.
When you took possession of the ball for the game-winning drive, did you have a feeling inside you that something big was on the line here, that this was more than just another drive in another game?
You talking about the last drive?
Or with the game-winning drive.
Well, when we got the ball for the game-winning drive, I was running it first and second down, and I was playing for the win on third down. That was my mindset as soon as the field goal was missed. So regardless of the down distance, we were going to play to win on third down. So we went with a staple call, something that's Aaron's very good. It's a call that he's very good with. He chose the individual cut on the backside with James. And, I still can't believe he threw a back shoulder with the game on the line, but I'm glad we converted it. So.
DeMar, I don't know if you realize it, but Aaron hadn't had a fourth quarter comeback since 2009 or 5-6 on the draft. Can you talk about and leading you back for the first time in a while? You've had a lot of leading.
Well, when you say things like that, I just look at it as another statistic you can check off of a man in the middle of a brilliant career.
Is this kind of maybe a building block sort of game, considering what happened last week and some of the calls this week and coming from behind and everything?
That's a good point. But, I think, we don't think that way. This game is clearly the end of our first quarter. You know, we talked about it as a football team. It was important to be 2-2. Yeah, we'd like to be better, but you are what your record says you are, and you can never get away from that. So we're 2-2, completed our first quarter, and frankly, when the schedule did come out, I knew this was going to be a challenge these first 4 weeks, just the way the schedule, the up and down of the schedule. But we'll find out a lot about our team here in the next 3 weeks. You know, we have a five-game second quarter, but to go on a road for 3 weeks in a row, we're definitely – our mettle is going to be tested. So it's – it's a challenge that I'm looking forward to. Definitely have this game to build off of. But three games in a row, that's what our thinking is now.
Mike, you got 3 points in the first quarter for the first time this season today. Big relief for you?
I didn't even think about it. I expect it, So we have a lot of confidence as an offense. Once again, I thought the communication, the professionalism of the officiating – the biggest thing that helped our offense today, having the officials back, was the management of the game. To be able to get up there and play fast, play tempo. You go back to week one, we were in a no-huddle offense the first series, and I think the the game was stopped three times. So, I mean, that's the way we like to play. I think you saw it definitely with the Saints. They like to play the same way. You know, it's two schools of thought and how some people want to play. But I think that really helped us. It's not, I'm not making an excuse, but my point is I wasn't worried about scoring points in the first quarter.
Mike, last one.
You mentioned, Mike, the defense gave up a lot of yards, but that goal line stand, Saints had first and goal at the one, and you held them to a field goal. How big was that?
Well, that's big. I think the point was made earlier. You know, when you're scoring touchdowns or kicking field goals, obviously, you know, you got a chance. That's for sure. You know, we were minus two in the turnover ratio. We've never won a game in that situation. I know in my time here. So that's huge for your football team. That's adversity. That's overcome negative situations that went on throughout the 60 minutes, and you're able to overcome that in a game. That is a huge confidence builder for a football team. So, you know, it's nice when you're out there rolling, you're in ahead, and everything's going good, and it's hunky-dory. But, that's a front-runner attitude. We don't work that way. We don't believe that way. So there's a lot of good things that come out of this win, you know, to come over that. So that minus two turnover ratio and win the football game, fumble the ball on a 1-yard line. I mean, that's big stuff is the way I look at it.